You're listening to Sobriety with Ari Eastman. Hey, that's me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sobriety. I'm feeling a little loosey-goosey, wacky, willy-zilly-zonka, because you ever... Maybe this is a me thing, you know. Those of you who have families, kids, a life, you probably won't relate to this, but you ever have a day where you sit down to record a podcast and you realize you haven't spoken out loud to another human being all day? That this is your first time speaking out loud? Yeah. Let me know if that's relatable. Another opening thought that has absolutely nothing to do with what I was planning to talk about, but you know the Michael Jackson song, you know, starting with the man in the mirror, woo, I'm asking him to change his ways. Is that song a confession? Because it's like, what are you asking, sir? I'm looking at the man in the mirror, okay? I'm looking at myself. And I'm asking him to change his ways? What ways? A reminder that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Well, he's dead. Anyway, hormones, they're a real bitch. I have officially started my second attempt to stop birth control. Last time I did it, I lasted 6 months during the pandemic. And I just got such bad hormonal acne that it was really taking a toll on my self-esteem. And it's one of those things that is frustrating because I could tell other people and be like, oh, you know, you love yourself no matter what. And, you know, all of these things about, you know, our superficial appearances. It's like, what does that matter? What does that mean? I see so many people who I think are beautiful and they may have, you know, acne or acne scars. And, you know, it's so much easier to say that to other people and to mean it, to genuinely mean it for other people, and then to not feel the same way internally and to be a lot crueler to ourselves. And I don't know, it's also different. It's different because it's your lived experience versus you're just like seeing another person. I'm like, oh, you look great. But I have to live in this shell, and I have to live in these feelings and in this body and in all these complicated nuances of, like, you know, what it means to be human and what it means to feel beautiful. And yeah, where do all these things come from and blah, 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 blah. And the pandemic was happening. And I just... You know, yes, the masks helped. Actually, I liked having the masks because I was like, cool, I can just hide all of this. But also, it was painful. I was getting painful acne. And I was working at a dermatology office at the time. So it's like I had access to basically everything. Like, I was so lucky in that I got to do so many, like, you know, expensive treatments basically for free or very, 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 very discounted because I worked there. And things would help temporarily, but it would always come back. So, and I knew a lot of people had said it takes a long time for your hormones to, like, get back to a normal place. But yeah, 6 months in, and I was just like, we were all mentally going through something with the pandemic. Although I will say, I know it's not a good thing to say out loud, but I really enjoyed the stay-at-home orders. I really did. Like, I wish people weren't affected by them. Like, obviously, I wish people didn't die. Oh my God, I sound like Vanessa Hudgens. People are going to die, but it's inevitable. But just the sheer act of staying at home, just that. If we could just isolate that. Because I was living with a roommate at the time who, like, became my best friend. I just, all I want in life is to sit on the couch with somebody I love, not a romantic partner, actually, like that's part of the reason I went off of the pill, because I feel absolutely nothing below the belt. But to just sit on the couch with someone I love, whether that's a best friend, a family member, and to just watch TV for 24 hours, it fills my heart with pure joy. And that, my friend, that's what life's about. So I lasted 6 months before I was like, you know what, I can't do it anymore. I know it's gonna take time for my hormones to settle, but I had acne. My periods were like decent. Like they were, I definitely got more cramping and stuff. And I definitely got more emotional and, you know, just like period symptoms kind of were a little more intense, but not like unmanageable. I have had like, I don't know, I've had pretty decent periods, but also it's kind of hard for me to really gauge that because I started the menstruation process when I was 13 or 14, maybe like, I think 13. And then I started having sex because I'm so cool. I had sex in high school, like a cool kid. I was so cool. Not really. I was in the middle of grief. My dad died. The guy I'd had a crush on forever started paying attention to me. You know, a tale as old as time. But I went on the pill shortly after. So probably I went on the pill maybe when I was like 17. So that's not a lot of time to have been, I guess, like, you know, menstruating. And then from 17, pretty solidly up until now at 31, I've pretty much been on hormonal birth control of some kind. And there are so many people that I feel like talk shit on the pill recently. I think it kind of comes with this sort of wellness trend that we're seeing, especially on TikTok. I feel like I'm always being fed things of being like, you know, you want to do everything naturally and all this stuff. And I fall somewhere in the middle of everything where it's like, listen, do I think there are a lot of wellness type things that are important and good and ways we can address things through our diet and food and, you know, all the boring stuff.
Boring.
And I can get a little woo-woo, you know? I mean, meditation, I'm not so good at it because when they say clear your mind, I say shut up, bitch, because I don't know how to do that. You want to know how I can clear my mind? Death. That's the only way I can clear my mind. I cannot clear it, okay? I can't. But, like, I've gone to a sound bath meditation thing. Like, I like yoga. Like, I can definitely enjoy some woo-woo. I like astrology. Hello. I'm an annoying white girl in Los Angeles. Of course I've, you know, clung on to astrology and asked people about their rising and their moon. But I also love vaccines, and I think that medications exist for a reason. I am on Zoloft. I am, you know, so thankful to have had, you know, anti-anxiety and depression medications throughout my life that have saved my life over and over again. On the flip side, do I think we can be overprescribed things? Not for that. Like, I think that I get really annoyed when people are like, get off Zoloft. I'm like, get off my ass, okay? Are there issues with the pharmaceutical industry? Yeah. Does it make me feel sick that our healthcare industry and pharmaceuticals and insurance and everything that, like, it's all under capitalism? And basically, like, if you can't afford medications, if you can't afford to live, then what our system is saying, you don't deserve to live. Yeah, so much for the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, or whatever, you know, whatever the fuck Mrs. Statue of Liberty said, or whoever said that. So yes, there's a lot, right? I think that if you can, you know, have a supplement that helps you, if you could take an herb that helps you. There was a while in my early 20s when I was really sick and we couldn't figure out what was going on. I was losing a lot of weight. I had stomach pains all the time. It was just, I was nauseous all the time. I couldn't eat anything. And we were really desperate. And every doctor basically was like, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you except for you have anxiety, which is like, yeah, I do have anxiety. But something also is happening to my body. Even if it's just my anxiety doing this to my body, I'm having physical symptoms. So that's enough to be like, I need help. Something needs to fix it. And so my mom, like, bless her, like, she took me to a naturopath. And this is after my dad had died, you know, a couple years after my dad had died. You know, so she was a single parent. I don't think she had a lot of money at the time, and she paid out of pocket for me to go to this, you know, expensive naturopath who put me on a bunch of supplements and put me on a diet, and it did help. It did help. It's something that and I was gluten free for like 7 years, and it's something that I think I need to go back to and explore and get more strict with my diet again. But it's hard because I also sort of have a little bit, like, you know, trigger warning, you know, eating stuff. I have a little bit of disordered eating in that it doesn't come from body image issues, but I have emetophobia or emetophobia, where you have that fear of throwing up. I have OCD that can kind of manifest in food-related stuff. And for me, it's not... It took me a while to like kind of understand sort of disordered eating from the mindset of it's not related to the way I look. It's not like I want to lose weight. It's not like I want to, you know, look a certain way. It's that I have all these fears of food contaminating me or making me sick, or this isn't cooked well enough, or I don't know who cooked this, or I don't know if the person washed their hands who cooked this, and how is this food going to make me feel? Am I going to get bloated from this? Am I going to feel sick from this? And so that was really bad for me in my early 20s when I was like in college. It was probably the peak of it. It's a lot better now. I would say the past, you know, 5 years or so, it's definitely gotten a lot better for me, but it's still like, you know, creeps in every now and then. So I don't know. It's just like diet stuff can be annoying because then I have to think about it and I have to think about the foods that I'm eating. And it's like, oh, well, this is going to maybe help with this. And then with the hormonal stuff, even people are now telling me like foods I should be eating to naturally correct my hormones and balance my hormones. And it gets a little like, it gets dicey for me because when I start thinking about foods in that way, I can then think about my body and like, is it going to make me sick? And it's just, it's not a good road for me to kind of be going down. But all this to say, I feel like I would get annoyed because people would be like, oh my God, birth control, get off birth control. We should all be naturally doing this. And, you know, you want your cycles to be so natural. And it's like medicine does exist for a reason. And every person is different. And somebody may have a bad experience on birth control. And then another person, it may have helped with their, you know, like, PCOS or what's the what PMDD, you know, like there's so many things that people go on birth control for. Also to not have babies, you know, that's a helpful one. And hey, I'm not a mother, so it was doing something right. But listen, I haven't been sexually active in a very long time, and I have no desire or drive or anything. And I never had negative symptoms from birth control for most of the time that I've been on it. I never felt like it changed my personality, not my personality, but never changed. Like some people say it makes them more hormonal. I never had any negative symptoms or side effects. It's only now that I'm thinking, like, could the fact that I'm sort of tired all the time and I, you know, would rather chop off my own head than have sex with anyone, could that be related to birth control? We shall see. Now, if I have been off the pill and then I still would rather, you know, put a chainsaw up my vagina than a man's penis, then, you know, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's not the birth control's fault. But I figured that this would be a way that I could test it and see if, like, you know, kind of naturally getting my hormones back to a, I don't know, their kind of their own rhythm, if that's going to make a difference. And we'll see. But it's frustrating. And it's frustrating as like a woman, or, you know, maybe more accurately, I should say someone with like a vulva, you know, because there's lots of people that can deal with hormonal issues like this. And I mean, and men too. I mean, it's just, it's so annoying sometimes to be in a body. As amazing as it is, it's like, wow, our bodies do all these fantastic things for us that we don't even have to think about. Like, they are machines that are constantly working. There's a, you know, a million different pieces of them all working together and protecting us and taking care of us. And allowing us to do things. And but also sometimes having a body is also super annoying. And I'm like, I don't want to have to think about my hormones. And I also hate that as much as we have progressed in many ways in as a society and our thinking, that I still, you know, that I still have to think, oh, do I want to have kids one day? Do I have to think about my fertility? You know, do I have to look at my hormone levels? And hey, like, if I don't want to have kids now, but maybe I do at some point, should I freeze my eggs? It's annoying to have to think about all of these things. It's annoying. And it's like, it's no one's fault. I guess it's biology's fault. So thanks, God. The Lord had no part in this. You guys know I'm like a Jewish atheist, right? Maybe that's why I'm suffering. It is weird to think about kids and motherhood because when I was little, like when I was myself was a kid, I was, you know, I had a baby doll. I mean, a lot of people have baby dolls. I don't think that means like anything about motherhood, but I always wanted to be a mother and have kids. And but it also doesn't really mean anything at that time. When you are a child and you're like, oh, I want to have kids one day, that may stay true and consistent and you may grow up to still have that desire. And but it's not a real concept at that point. Like, it doesn't actually mean anything. You don't fully understand yet the responsibilities of life and what that would mean to be responsible for a human life forever. Like, I hate when people talk about being like, oh, and then you're responsible for them for like the next 18 years. It's like, if you're a parent, like, you're, that's a lifelong thing forever. And that's scary. And that's a huge commitment. And it's weird that, you know, I had these ideas of, oh, I'm going to be like, you know, married at 24. I'm going to have a baby at 25, you know, basically just like mimicking my mother in some ways. I'm going to have an Oscar at 26. I'm going to have a house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. These like fantasy things that you have when you're little, when you're a kid, and you just, you haven't grown up yet. You're not an adult and you don't understand what that looks like and what that means. And I do think I am maternal, and I am very nurturing, and I love kids. Like, I've, you know, when I was doing the off-brand Disney like princess thing, and I would go to kids' parties, it was so meaningful. And to see a kid, to see like their imagination come alive, and to see them, have them kind of go with you on this like creative, you know, imaginary journey. And, you know, because I would be these Disney princesses and I'd be like, oh, I'm Ariel and I came from the ocean. You know, I mean, I said better stuff than that. I'm out of practice, okay? But it was so fun to see how the kids would react and the questions they would have. And there is something really magical about seeing the beginning of a person, you know, the beginning of a human, and watching them blossom into who they're going to be and the things that mold that. And it's a very special, sacred thing that, you know, shouldn't be entered into lightly. And that's the reason why, you know, no, not everybody is meant to be a parent, and not everybody should bring a child into this world. And, you know, therefore there should be options so that people don't bring children into the world when they shouldn't or when they don't want to. And it is just weird because, like I said, I love kids, but the older I get, the more unsure and the more I start being pointed in the direction of not wanting kids. And I don't know if that's almost like the older I get, the more self-awareness I even gain. And I question, I go, you know, I'm selfish in so many ways. I like my own comforts. I am, you know, I've got a lot of genetic stuff that maybe I don't want to pass on. Maybe I don't want to pass on addiction, you know, like, and I don't know, it's just weird, and it's just annoying. It's annoying to have to think about. It's annoying to have to think about like, I wish we should have the option, like, and I know that through medical advancements, like, you know, people are starting to have more of that, and there are a lot of scientific breakthroughs and a lot of stuff with fertility science. But I just wish we had like an actual switch that we could just like click on and off, you know, just like, oh, on fertility, or just off, you know, like basically a light switch. That's what I'm looking for. Just implant it, you know, next time I get next COVID vaccine, you know, what's the thing that they always say? They're like, oh, they're going to put microchips in us. That's fine. Just make sure the microchip has a fertility on and off switch that I can toggle. Anyway, I'm going off the pill, so theoretically, I could have a baby, although that would require, you know, would require a penis. And I don't know how I feel about them lately. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'm magically, like I said, maybe the libido will come back. The hormones will kick in. My body will start to ovulate. And when she's ovulating, she's going to be like, baby, go get yourself a penis. Any penis will do. But I'm not anticipating that because I think, I don't know. Sobriety, I mean, I thought when you were in your 30s, you're supposed to get all like horny, or is that your 40s? Maybe like your 30s, you're like chilling. I don't know. Maybe I missed my window of horniness. That's so, so sad. On that sad, depressing note, I'm going to go. Because the acne has started, and it's time for me to go put some pimple patches on and stare at myself in the mirror. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next week.